NAMM 2022 finally reemerged, and Agenda Magazine was there to catch all the excitement. I had the opportunity to watch a panel discussion on the final day featuring VO Dojo Sensei, Tish Hicks. Tish has been featured on Subaru, Citibank, animated series ranging from Roughneck Starship Troopers Chronicles to Ever After High, and even video games such as GTA 5 and World of Warcraft. Tish and I had a very informative conversation about voiceover, a career that is definitely in vogue today. Welcome, Tish Hicks.
First of all, I'd like to say I really enjoyed the panel discussion that you had at NAMM. Tish, why don't you tell me a little bit about your background?
I am a voiceover artist. I've been a voiceover artist in LA for going on 30 years. I'm originally from Chicago. My journey to voiceover really was crossing the threshold from combining everything I had done as a performer. I studied theater at Northwestern. I had a parallel secret opera training. I worked at and studied at Second City. I was doing improv. I did Shakespeare. I was doing all the things and had the opportunity to step into the booth. So I was able to cross that threshold into seeing this is what I wanted to do. So it took all of that training. But over those 30 years, I've been the voice of Subaru for the past 11 years, Citibank for 7 years, and voice of GTA 5, gameplay video. I work in pretty much all of the genres. So that's my background as a voiceover artist. And then as the second threshold of my career, about 10 years ago, I crossed that threshold into being a teacher and a guide to voiceover and created the VO Dojo, which is the training center that I've run for the last 10 years.
You know, that's what I'd like to talk to you about mostly is teacher and guide to voiceover. Now, the reason I'm interested in this is, number one, this is a podcast you're going on. But two, I'm one of those people who don't like to try to figure out things in stumble, mm-hmm. like talk to experts.
Yep.
And I really feel like a lot of people are starting to embrace this career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, podcasting mm-hmm. has become extremely the new way to go now, and mm-hmm. people are segueing right into voiceover. And I really feel people could really benefit from this conversation, perhaps.
Absolutely. I think so many things are merging and overlapping in the realm of how we are communicating and how we are relating, podcast being one of them, how we are receiving our information, how we are connecting with each other, how stories are being told, either personal stories or stories of experience or fictional stories as well. Voiceover, the way we approach it is like there's so many facets, you know, there's so many realms of voiceover, that podcasting is one realm of it. And you should do voiceover. We have this mind map that is, basically we call it paths to cash, all the places where you can be making money with your voice. And in addition, and perhaps even more importantly than money, where you can be connected with the power and possibility of your voice, the impact of your voice. So we map it out, and I explain it. It's like a map of Disneyland, right? We'll come in here. We'll go down Main Street. We'll lay down some foundations of what is possible, how to be thinking about it as a voiceover professional, how to approach it, how it works. And then we go into each of the realms, commercial and the layers of nuance in that, narration, all the variations of that, animation, video game, and then there's like other realms too. So I think it's all related and intertwined, and the skills that you have from one area can definitely be calibrated to whichever medium you want to be working in. And I think that goes for musicians as well, and really for anybody, you know.
Explain to me, when I walked into your booth, Apogee, I was checking out the Symphony desktop, and then there was the VO Dojo. You were on a panel. It was an incredible discussion in regards to your role in the dojo and what exactly the VO Dojo is. I would love to for you to expound on that.
Well, like I said, the VO Dojo came out of basically a second calling, right? I had been doing my own voiceover career, and then it's time to give back. I was actually working through some challenges that I had encountered for the first time in my career. My career just went, it worked. And then you did some work and then something else happened. And then you were the voice of this and then this and then this. And, so actually VO Dojo came out of, the first time in my career that something went down instead of up. And I was like, what is happening? So to be very vulnerable and honest, hey, that happens all the time, no matter where you're at in your journey. And it just became this gift of, what is it? What is it that I do? What is it that I know I'm good at? What is it? And then in explaining that to myself and then starting to share it with others. So the VO Dojo came out of that, recognizing what is it that is the essence of a sustained, successful voiceover career. Earlier, I talked about my crossing the threshold into getting into voiceover. And then the second calling came through because in addition to my voiceover skills and all of those performance things, suddenly all the other things that I've done in my life, I'm a kickboxer and I study kickboxing with Benny the Jet Arquitas, and so came up through this martial arts model. All of that leads up to the VO Dojo is to be a full training program that is designed to guide, support, connect, and accelerate you from I don't know to working pro. We meet you where you are and take you where you want to go. Well, the essence of everything that we do comes out of this spiritual place. Our mission is aligning people with the power and possibility of voice. In this incarnation, the VO Dojo, it is through the vehicle of voiceover. One of the foundational principles we work off of is that voiceover is communication, and communication is an exchange of vibrational energy. So we take everything down to that level of just being human, or not even, you know, this is the same way that we communicate with animals, with my horse, with my cat, right? And this is the same way we communicate before we can even speak, right? So we take it down to that level and then build up from there. That internal training, our relationship with ourselves and our understanding and connection with our voice is the basis of everything. And then we structure it where we're working on ourselves and alone and together, or alone, and also as a community and amplifying efforts. When you come to it, voiceover is really an isolated and solitary pursuit, right? Now more than ever, as you said, we're all working at home, right? We're all working from home. In voiceover, we're in our closet or in our booth by ourselves for the most part. So how do you develop your skills and talents both as an artist, a voiceover artist, and as an entrepreneur, which is all about connection and relationship? So in a nutshell, we have our development division. We start with the You Should Do Voiceover Intensive, which is a six-week comprehensive overview that gives you a little taste of everywhere your voice can be making money. If the way we're working sparks and resonates with you, there's a 14-month full training program called From Mystery to Mastery that's divided into four belt levels, like the martial arts, and builds on skills, internal and external, just like the belt levels of a martial arts program. And then when you complete those four belt levels, which are, we open awareness with the white belt, which You Should Do Voiceover, then exploration is yellow belt, green belt is self-exploration, which becomes your demo preparation, and then blue belt is demo production, so you create the product out of what you've distilled, of what you're bringing to the party, and then brown belt is integration, which is going to be different for everybody because of different things that their voice does, that they do, that is part of their life. And then you earn your black belt, and then that goes into the working pro division, which is the nth degree, like an nth degree black belt. We have the focus action forum, which is accountability and acceleration through amplification together. And then we have the VO Dojo Pro Fight Club, which is our working pro workout that brings together top-notch talent with the decision makers who hire us in all genres. This month coming up, Sound and Fury, one of the top commercial casting companies in the country. And then coming up, multidisciplined casting director in New York. And then we have someone from Disney that is coming who works on matching character voices. We really are here to guide from wherever you are and whatever skills and areas of mastery you're bringing to calibrate it, a sustained, successful career that we always create together, right? We say it's always just you, but you never do it alone.
Let me ask you a question on that. Ultimately, I want to ask you pricing, but before I get to that, what would you say would be a common issue with some of the people who are training under the VO Dojo? Like maybe someone new coming in, what would you say would be like something that you see a lot of and something that might be an easy tweak to get someone going?
I think just like any journey, you can have an idea of where you want to go, but you have no idea what it is when you're there or how to get there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think one of the first things is just opening up your awareness of what this whole realm is and how it works. And then you can start understanding what it is, what it takes, and then understanding what you've got and what mm-hmm. you can develop, right? I think a lot of times what happens, people go like, oh, I want to do that. Okay, how do I get an agent? How do I make a demo? It's like, well, hold on. Do you have what an agent needs? Can you be part of a professional working team? Are you able to bring that to the team, right? And is the team interested in, you know, having someone who is ready to work, right? Do you have a demo? Well, no. How does a demo serve you in your business? How does the demo serve the clients that you're going to be working with? So how do you find out about that? How do you develop your skills so you know what needs to be on a demo and what you're going to put on your demo? And, you know, so you see what I'm saying? So it's,
it's
mostly breaking down what it is and then really recognizing the unique thing that you're bringing. At the dojo, we have the rules of the dojo and the rules of voiceover as guidelines of things that are true and things that you do. And the rules of voiceover are share your truth, trust your voice, always keep energy moving forward, listen carefully, and most importantly, play fully. So playfully and playfully. So those are sort of, yeah, get it. When you really start living them and experiencing them, they really shift how and who you are in the world. So I think the people who get that this is a process of developing and mastering something, not only skills, but then understanding that you're also starting a business and that there's a whole entrepreneurial learning curve to that as well.
That's a deep mission there.
Yeah, the way that we approach this is that voiceover is an awesome way to make a living. And when you approach it this way, and frankly, most people who I know who have sustained successful voiceover careers, it becomes a way of life. It's not just a side dish. It's not something, oh, that's nice, or I'll do that later, or, you know, and it doesn't have to be the only thing you do. It complements and supplements everything that you do, right? I said yesterday at the Apogee booth, voiceover is an art form that serves commerce. So you have to understand all the layers of that. And then that commerce serves your art form.
And I have to say, you have just an incredibly soothing voice. It's a healing voice, it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you.
So let's talk about pricing and how people can find you.
Well, you can find out all about the VO Dojo at www.thevodojo.com. You can sign up to talk to somebody on our team about where you're at and where you'd like to be by signing up for a voiceover once-over call, a free 15-minute call. In terms of pricing, we have stuff going on all the time that doesn't cost a dime. We have our Ask the Sensei free Q&A, monthly Q&A on the first Wednesday of every month. We do also on a monthly basis Get to Know VO, which is a webinar focused on an aspect of VO that you may not know or may not understand. So those are free. Our You Should Do Voiceover Intensive is a 6-week class. It's $5.97. You can also do payment plan. And then after that 6 weeks, you can continue on with the Mystery to Mastery Core, which starts at $300, and the full program goes up from there. So basically, wherever you're at in terms of where you're on your journey, where you are time-wise, where you are financially, we can meet you and be part of guiding you to where you'd like to be.
That's great. One more real quick question. When someone takes your program, your courses, how long does it usually take for them to finally maybe book a job or get an agent? What's the best response?
Well, I'll try and keep it succinct, but it is a deep answer. Just like anything in the industry, or, you know, frankly, in life right now, like there's nothing that's guaranteed. But the way that we've distilled, so we think of this as a gestation period of 14 months. So a year of truly focused attention that aligns. You don't spend any time in that year going, what should I do next? Aligns and it becomes a flow. So that is what we are talking about in preparing. One more metaphor before we go, because I got a million of them, because there's so many ways to be thinking about this. One metaphor that I love about voiceover is to break into voiceover, which is a whole nother discussion, right? To get into voiceover, you need to be able to get on the freeway going 85 miles an hour with people who've been driving the Autobahn for 25 years. Can you do it? Yes. People are breaking into voiceover every day.
Okay.
Can you do it on a scooter? No. Right? So what do you need to do to be on that path and basically building your vehicle, right? So you need to know what a vehicle requires and then what are the parts of the vehicle? How do you put them together? How do you make, you know, I call it, how do you pimp your ride, right? How do you make it your vehicle? And then how do you become an excellent driver? And then how do you get on that, how do you get on that freeway? And where are you going, right? Because that's going to be different for everybody. So when, and then I love your business, like, and when you start making money, right?
Exactly.
So we've had people, you know, start making money. Oh, here's a great story. We've had people start making money instantly after you should do voiceover. Quick summation of this. Susan happens to be an A-list costume designer. So she was bringing all of that expertise. And she's always wanted to do this and had a little, little trauma of early in her career of someone telling her bleh to her voice. Bleh. And so she's carried this all along. So she was ready to step in. She did the cost and it was just beautiful to watch her come back into herself. And right after, she had an opportunity. She said she was listening to another podcast I was on, and that thing about breaking in, there's a phrase that I say, if the top of the mountain is a sustained, successful career, which is the key to, I think, the difference of training, sustained, successful career. Wherever you are, from sea level to summit, when the helicopter comes, get on it. And then understand you're not an experienced mountaineer. So she said she fell asleep listening to that podcast and was like, I want the helicopter to come. I want the helicopter to come. That would be really nice. The next, like, 2 days, a friend called and said, hey, someone is casting a commercial for a below-the-line people who are nominated for Academy Awards this year. She went in. She was so realigned with her confidence in herself. The casting director loved her, and she booked the job, and she said everything that we did and You Should Do Voiceover, she knew exactly how to make adjustments, and she made $10,000 and was tapped heartly to join the union.
Oh my gosh. So it can
happen fast, right?
Yeah.
And then she knows, and we've had people make money in Yellow Belt, we've had people making money with that Audubon thing, that metaphor. So that's where we're going. We want you to be prepared and understanding how to bring yourself to the highest, most competitive levels of this business, if that's the choices that you want to make for your life. And then in the training, we're always focused on, and what can you be doing to make money on the surface streets as we get there, right? But if you start going like, how do I make money, right?
Yeah, that's a mistake.
You don't have the skills.
Yeah.
Who cares, right?
Yes,
okay. So it's a kind of a long version of everybody creates their own recipe of success. So it's not something that I can say, oh, it will happen on the third Tuesday of this
right.
month. But it's guaranteed, no. So everyone's going to have their own journey and
right.
how it unfolds. The key is, how are you prepared to ask the questions, to ask the good questions so you're always getting the right answer, to
yeah.
know who you are so you are bringing yourself, to understand the business so that you can play the game in a joyous way. Right now I thought, I gotta play the game, but like, yeah, let's play the game, because why not? Let's play, let's have a life that's like playing a game, and it's fun and it's awesome and people are lovely and supportive and collaborative. Like, why not? Why not?
I really want to thank you for taking the time to educate Agenda Magazine's audience on voiceover.
Yeah.
And it was a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Kayleen Peoples, and this is Talk Agenda. This episode is sponsored by Bella Composers, and you're listening to Don't Talk to Strangers by People's Republic. This is off of a new Rite of Passage CD.